It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yeah, it's another one, another episode of the 4Play Podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. My name is K.O. I have the full gang, the full house. Detox is right beside me. What's up, brother?
Doing okay.
Shout out to Scarlett and Mega. What's up, guys?
Woo! We in here.
We're good.
All right, so tonight. Night Cafe vibes, for real. On this episode of the 4Play Podcast, we're doing an album review. This will be the first, hopefully, maybe the first of many to come. It's a Burna Boy's Love That Mini album we're reviewing 2 weeks after its release. I personally like to listen to an album for like a month, like listen over and over again before I finally review it. And I hate listening to an album with the intention of reviewing it, but we're going to give it to Burna Boy all the same. So I'm going to start first of all. The way the album starts is like it starts with a bang. I love the first couple of songs, like the first seven, precisely the first seven. And then the more I listen to those seven songs, the more I like them. Which is why I fear that some of the songs that I don't like, I may like more the more I listen to it. But I understand, man, when the first couple of songs starts, the intro, there's that intro where he's talking. It's like a birthday greeting thing. That was kind of cute. Then it goes into Glory. That Glory song, I like that he featured that South African choir group thing. Yeah. I feel like Nigerian musicians, even though, you know, you're representing Afrobeats, you're really representing Africa. So it gives you the South African vibe. That was smart. It's really cool. Shows his versatility. And then when it gets to Last Last is like the last song in a row that I like. Now gets into that Victoni feature. I was like, yo, like for me, like they were just saying the same thing over and over again. That different size of Bomb Bomb. They even feature sample that Squid Game and my piano thing.
Yeah.
Which to me was like, come on, man. That stuff was old.
You know, you started off by saying it's always one kind when you're listening to an album with the mindset that you have to review, because now you're criticizing everything.
For real.
It now seems like, oh, this song could have been better, but now I'm thinking, oh, I need to review it. So I think for myself too, that may have affected the way I've seen the album generally. Maybe we haven't gotten to the point where we should rate it yet, but I can see that he tries to put himself in the album. Like, he's trying to express himself. He's talking about different kinds of things. He even tries to talk about, you know, environmental pollution. And that's like a PhD, but he can relate globally. He tries to talk about his love life, heartbreak, sex, and even social conscious issues as well. But I think maybe the same, like you've said, the first few songs, I think I vibed to the Victoni collaboration. I think Victoni did a better job on the project, on the track, by the way, but I feel it too. But as the album gets down to all those track nine there about, I think it begins to dwindle. That's for me too. There's that collaboration with Khalid, and then yeah, there's also a need for him to even get Martin Luther King's, you know, voice in one of the songs as well. I don't think he did a great job towards the end, but I feel like it's the pressure of, I need to put out 19 songs. I'm Burna Boy. I'm not just a regular Nigerian artist. I can't drop an, you know, a seven songs kind of thing. I need to go here and here and here and there. So I'll give it a if I was going to rate it, I'd give it a 7/10. Yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Hey, pass back, Burna Boy. Like, yeah, thank y'all.
Yo, listening to the album for the first time, maybe I would benefit from not being too critical of the album, because I actually listened to it way before we talked about reviewing it, right? And I listened to it quite a good number of times. I feel like, and I will understand why the album is called Love That Mini. It just felt like there were some records that he was not allowed to put out. He just decided to drop everything, use this opportunity, because there are lots of people who would expect him to do certain songs. I mean, I was just having a conversation about a friend of mine, said, tell him, look, as far as I'm concerned, if Diddy were the one who executive produced this album, there are lots of records that will not make the cut. Lots of them. Like the song where he talked about the suit in PH, the whiskey song, man, I don't think it will come through. And the
then maybe the arrangement of the tracks on the album would have been a bit different. Now, Burna Boy executive produced the album himself, so it means that it's personal to him. So he's thinking to himself, yo, I may not have the opportunity to put out, you know, this much records that I can relate to that much. I have to take full advantage of this opportunity. And then he just dumps everything on there. I would like to break the album into three parts. It started off really cool, really nice. I love the different size record as well with Victone, even though it felt like I've heard it over and over again. I just got bored. I don't know if it has anything to do with TikTok or Instagram or something like that. It was just like something I've heard before. But I think it got to the Popcan feature. Now that was where I had issues with the project, because then again, that was the first time I actually used the skip button. I was so moved to use the skip button. And then I think he was smart, realizing that maybe he lost steam towards maybe say track 11, 12, 13, he decided to throw in the Ed Sheeran record on there. Oh, that was a smart one.
Yeah.
If you are getting tired, yo, boom, here's Ed Sheeran. And then he finishes off, you know, with some steam as well. So I don't see it as being weak per se. Albums will always have fillers.
Yeah.
But he kind of like maybe concentrated the fillers towards the middle of the album, towards track 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I mean, I'm listening to the record with the one with this guy. What's the name of this this reggaeton guy?
Roller coaster
is terrible.
Oh my
brother man was just struggling. What's his name? J Balvin was all over the place with it. So yeah, if I were to rate the album, that's gonna be tough. We'll do a track by track review. Yeah,
okay,
hopefully as fast as possible. So maybe I would want to maybe agree with Detox, a 7. Yes, most likely I'll give it a 7.
So for the Love Damini, as Mega said before, he specifically named that album to himself because it was some kind of, I don't know, self-awareness album, trying to put himself out there, let people know exactly what's going on. Because I feel like amongst all the artists that have blown, and if we're talking all the artists, we mean Burna Boy, Davido, Wizkid, and maybe just a few others, but they are the three that are always, you know, topping the charts. His life is a lot more controversial, if I should use that word, than the others. He's the one that is more in the news for fighting, bullying, you know, some like the societal misfits. I don't know if I should use that
He's
word.
Misunderstood.
Though. Yeah, misunderstood basically. So I felt like he owed it to himself to put himself out there and explain some certain things about the things that he has done or the things people think he has done or things happening in the country in general. So I would say that album is very personal to Burna Boy. I know we were talking about it and you were like, you're sure or there's a possibility he wouldn't submit that album for the Grammys because it's quite personal to him. But if I talk about the song that I really liked, it is actually Wild Dreams featuring Khalid. I kind of felt that song personally. I even like the song more than this For Your Hand with Ed Sheeran. I mean, For Your Hand was put out there because of the person that was featured. It's Ed Sheeran. A lot of people will be interested. He's going to bring in international recognition and everything. But for the Wild Dreams, yeah, that's my favorite song. Followed up with some other songs, you know. And yeah, what KO said about the first 7 songs, the last ones are like, you know, I'm just trying to finish up this 19 song album thingy, so let me just do whatever. And I also believe that the feature with J Balvin was very unnecessary. I don't know why he did that, or maybe he just tried to put, let me just have one bad song, I don't know, or let me get the audience from that side. I don't know if that's what he was trying to do, but it was very, very unnecessary. That feature was the most unnecessary feature on that album. But besides that, I think I'll give Burna Boy a 6 out of 10. Basically, I'll give him a 6. Yeah. Go!
This is the 4Play Podcast.
It's the 4Play Podcast, brought to you by Cool FM Kano. On this episode, we are reviewing Burna Boy's Love Damini album. I want to go back to a couple of things that you guys said. One is that that Whiskey song. That song, to me, it kind of reminds me of Monsters You Made. And the way Burna Boy is right now, I don't really think Diddy can tell him, don't talk about African issues or stuff in your society, because Monsters You Made is still the same Niger Delta thing. So that's one thing that I don't quite get. And even mainstream American media, they are trying as much as possible to be woke with all this messaging and stuff. If you watch TV shows, some TV shows, even like Ted Lasso, they are talking about Niger Delta issues because like, oh, every Nigerian is into it. So, and P. Diddy executive produced the album with Monsters You Made. So I don't really believe that. But if that is the case, then it's a good thing that it's not working with him. But I would not like to think that Nigerian musicians at this stage, they would do a project with a Diddy and Diddy will say, oh, you're talking about real shit in your society. Take it off. And he will take it off.
Well, do you think he's going to be addressing PH directly? Because thinking about the record he did with Monsters You Made, I mean, that's sort of like, it's majorly seen as an African struggle. Then that album is titled African Giant. So I feel like if there were to be a Diddy on there, Diddy would probably tell him, you know what, jam-pack everything on a record and just address it one time. So we know that this could probably be a single or something like that.
So wait, you say Monsters You Made, you feel that that was not a Niger Delta issue?
What I'm saying is, it did not specifically speak about a particular city.
It did not.
Port Harcourt.
Okay, you know, but the end, when the girl is talking about oil, this village and so on.
Yeah,
and so
that's what I'm saying. It's more like it's relatable to Africa as a continent, not specifically a state in Nigeria.
It's related to a region in Africa.
I think
I understand from where you're coming from, Mega, because Monster You Made, and then luckily came out at a time where there was just so many things going on in Africa,
yeah,
and the black nation with the Black Lives Matter. We were struggling with NSAS. So it just seemed like a perfect song that addresses the struggle of the people, how far we've come and how little we've made any progress. Yes, you may need to listen extra to understand that, oh yeah, man, this is addressing oil spillage in Port Harcourt. I hear that, but if you listen to it even for just 10 seconds or a minute and a half, you understand, oh man, this is addressing the African struggle,
yeah,
and stuff. So I understand where you're coming from, but I think I agree with you too, KO, when you say, I think Burna Boy has gotten to a stage where if he wants to put out an album, has his track list. Yeah, even the biggest stars get to yank off certain songs from the albums, but you need to give him more reason or an excuse other than, don't talk about your hometown.
The reason why I had to take that song out, I'm excited that he's putting out Love Damini. It feels like, look, the industry politics will always play a role. I'm sure if it's left to Burna Boy, maybe, right, from the previous album, there are some songs he wouldn't want as singles. Like, trust me, on this record, How in the World is For My Hand not a single from Love Damini?
It is
not. It's not a single. It came out as the album came out. It was not a single. He picked Last and Kilometer as the first one. Yeah. Come on now. It's obvious. If Diddy used his ears to listen to the album, I don't think Kilometer would be a single. And then you follow up, maybe Last because of the, you know, Tony Braxton sample, probably. But man, not a Kilometer as a lead single. Hell no. So I just feel like there's definitely going to be that, I don't want to say professional from a Diddy side of view or anything. I don't want to make it sound that way. But then again, you always realize that there's a little difference. Yeah, when I saw that, you know, Burna Boy executive produced the album, I was like, yeah, I think I understand where this is coming from.
But with the Diddy issue, I feel like, you know, it's possible that Diddy might not complain about those songs because somehow African problem, Nigerian problems, or like the issues Nigerians face generally are almost, if not at the forefront of the entire world, like, you know, world news. They talk about Nigerian issues. Nigerian music is gaining momentum, so there's a lot at stake if you want to interfere with what a Nigerian artist is trying to put out, because the people that are going to vibe to the album mostly will be Nigerians.
Nice.
The people that, you know, give Burna Boy, even if Burna Boy got his fame and everything from outside Nigeria and then came back, people still love him. It's those people that would really push the songs. I mean, when he released the album, 80% of the people shouting about the songs and talking about the songs and watching the videos and listening to the songs on YouTube were Nigerians, basically. So I don't think Diddy will have a problem, especially with this first album, with the album that is as personal as this to Burna Boy. I don't think he would. Maybe if there were more international things for him to sing about, you know, that concern the US, that concern world, whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe Diddy could say, okay, don't put this or put that and stuff like that. But this one is kind of personal. It's kind of, it comes to home. I don't know if you guess. So
yeah, it does. I agree.
And funny enough, he's doing number two in the UK.
So yeah, I mean, it's getting the numbers. It's looking good.
Yeah.
The thing about reviewing the album again is that you need to see, there's a lot to be said. We may not even have that much time to do it on one episode of the 4Play podcast, but if we're going, because there's something about comparison. Once somebody has put out an album before, when they put another one, there's always that thing about, is this better than the previous one, or is the previous one better? The previous one won a Grammy, so it get as it be. At the same time, I mean, one of the biggest questions is this album going to get something off of the Grammy? If so, what song do you think on the project is Grammy winnable?
It's Cool FM Cano's 4Play Podcast.
Fuck the Grammys. I'm here to review it based on what I like and don't like.
Okay. I'm saying that he's not going to submit this album.
I don't know why we have to. I don't care about what the Grammys think about the album. I care about what I think about it. And there are a lot of good albums that are not. We're not even talking about Hades. Why are we talking about Grammys? Isn't Hades more important than Grammys? Why are we seeking validation from Grammys? But one thing, concerning Kilometer, though, I noticed that the album version is actually better than the one we play on the radio.
Yes, yo, facts.
They added some shit to it, man. They added some fire.
I mean, it sounded like another record. I don't know what they did, but it worked. Now, to my personal favorite, I think. Just like Ayo said, you have to listen to it over and over again, right? First listen, I mean, was Wild Dreams. That was the one. And, you know, the day the album dropped, they didn't have the production credit on there. But when I saw John Bellion on Wild Dreams, I said, look, forget it, man. That's the reason why I gravitated towards that song. I mean, John Bellion is like one of probably the most underrated.
That's some bias, man.
Ooh, bruv. I'm going to speak my ish. You know what I mean? Now, that's one. Number two, when I heard It's Plenty, when I heard it over and over again, I said, look, this record will go on social media. And I'm not shocked that it's doing good numbers as well. TikTokers have started gravitating towards it. I love that song. And then probably the one that is just going to maybe we'll slip on, and then many years down the line we'll probably revisit and be like, how in the world didn't we like this song? It's Common Person.
Fire. I mean, you can hear what he tries to address in Common Person. Like even the title says, tries to bring it down to the people below. I mean, I don't want to say under peasants. The food chain. I don't want to call them peasants, but you know what I mean. I feel like there's a song from the previous. On the Low? That's the previous project, not this one, right? When it came out, it wasn't an instant hit.
Yeah.
It took a bit before it became something. And there's a song, that Science song on this project. Sounds like On The Low.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the moment we are doing Glock and Dagger, we're doing Last It's Plenty.
Yeah.
But that Science thing is going to hit us like an experiment, man.
Woo! I see what you did there. Nice one. By the way, I feel like it came on too early on the album and that affected Science. I don't know, maybe he started, he could not wait to just, oh, more, let's go into the club, let's pop something, you know. But I feel like maybe Science, another slow song, maybe sort of like a pre-intro would have occupied that second track position before Science comes on, because Science was too fast, honestly. The album started bam, 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 like, oh boy, Burna Boy just wants to jump right into it. He ain't got time to waste.
Yeah, I feel there's something wrong with the song arrangements. I agree with you. It's so up-tempo at the beginning, then it slows down. My favorite song is Slow Kandaga. Like, that song is fire. And then amongst the last couple of songs, Wild Dream, when I first heard it, I thought it was John Bellion singing. Only to find out it says featuring Khalid. I don't know how to pronounce his name. So John Bellion's influence was amazing. Then, yeah, still on the last couple of albums, because the album is so long, you can sleep on those ones. There's that song called Vanilla. That's another very, very dope song. I like that one a whole lot. I like that How Bad Could It Be. Even that intro, that thing that he did where he asked those celebrities to talk about how they handle their bad moods. That was so dope. You know, I like the way JoJo Smith said, man, when I'm in a bad mood, everybody will feel it. I don't know how to handle it.
They give us the feeling that, you know, even the celebrities are everyday people, you know.
Yes.
They get bad moods, and when they get in the bad mood, they don't know it. I mean, it's almost the same how we react to bad moods, too.
Like,
so
trust me, Detox, that's the reason why I love the outro.
I like when Sisbeat said, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I remind myself. And that's real stuff, like everyday people can relate to.
Someone just tells you, look, I accept it. I have issues. I'm dealing with anger issues. That is my reality. So yeah, stop judging me and all of that. So yeah, I mean, it's obvious. An album titled Love That Mini has to start that way and of course end that way.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Hey
anyway, so you guys mentioned best songs, a song submitted for the Grammy, something like that. My best song on that album is actually Wild Dreams. No cap. The song I feel like will be submitted for the Grammys is Last. That is what I feel will be submitted for the Grammys, to be very honest.
Which category now?
Burna Boy even said he's made more money on Last than any of his songs.
As expected.
Like, unbelievable.
Well, as expected, usually.
But that's under expected. A short time.
I mean, people are even playing those songs, that song at weddings. Literally.
Yeah.
Like,
what an irony.
Exactly. You see these white people playing Last at their weddings. I honestly feel like Last is what would be submitted at Grammys because, number one, the Toni Braxton, you know, influence on that song, and the fact that the song has really, really sank with people. Like, a lot of people can relate. Other songs on Love Damini would need to be listened to again and again and again and again for it to completely sink in. But somehow, Last just.
I mean, I heard them singing Anidigbo and Shayo. I mean, they had absolutely no idea. Yeah, what they were saying. Yo, some said, look, I don't know what. It was a dude I saw who was doing a reaction video. The guy said, look, I don't know what Igbo and Shayo is, but I need but I'm going to say I need that.
Someone said it's weed and happiness.
You know, sometimes we listen to radio version of songs so much that when you hear the original version, you're like, really? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Like, that happened to me in a couple of songs and
we're
I heard
talking
him
about,
like,
what's the record?
I'm hearing the actual version for the first time. It's crazy. K.O., you didn't rate this album though. I know you like it a lot. I think you like it a bit more than the rest of us. It's going to be 11 over 10 or what?
No, I would say I could give it like a 6. I'll give it like a 6.
That's even lower than what I gave.
A good 6. I feel like, you know, you put a whole bunch of songs, some of them that I have to skip whether I like it or not. But one thing about Burna Boy's career that I realized and I like about this album is his career to me is just starting, in the sense that as a global star, he's just starting. So he's kind of like 2 years in the game. When I listen to the album, even if I don't like it as much as some people might, I know that his next album is going to be, he has much better work ahead of him. And I feel like some of these Afro beat stars that are big in America, they're under a lot of pressure because, I mean, the guy's been putting out music for like 8 years prior, and to them, he's this new artist. He has to keep putting out songs. He wants to win the Grammy. So as an artist who has been 10 years deep, he should be able to rest. But it's like he's starting again as a global star. So he has to keep on putting out work. So those are some of the issues that the album might have had. Too many songs. It might have been rushed. But it's a dope album. I'm looking forward to more Burna Boy albums.
Well, I guess we're going to have to hear from you as well in the comment section. Yep, let's hear what you think about Burna Boy's Love Damini album, the 4Play Podcast, Cool 96.9. You know where to find us, www.coolfm.ng/Kano. We're available on social media at Cool FM Kano. Does everyone agree that this is where we would stop the review for the Love Damini album?
Yeah, just like you said, we will not be able to run through
it's
everything.
It's going to be a long one.
So, let's leave it here and leave some for you.
All right, then. So, bye bye.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.